Welcome to Sacred Guidance with Stella Muse. Merging sacred sexuality, spirituality, and soul with truth, love, wisdom, and beauty. I'm your host, Elise Cole. Are you ready to come journey with me?
Hi, stunning souls, and welcome to Sacred Guidance with Stella Muse. I'm your host, Elise Carr. It's always a joy to be here sharing another episode with you. If you're returning, welcome back. If it's your first time, awesome to have you here. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Now, as I often share with you, these podcasts I do from my heart, from my highest consciousness, from my soul, but I can't jam-pack everything into it. So if after you listen to it, you are seeking more, I am available for one-on-one sacred guidance sessions and tantra sessions anywhere in the world. So you can reach out to me at elise@stellamuse.com. But today, we're going to be diving into something I feel is going to be relevant no matter what your relationship status, no matter where you are upon your spiritual path. We're going to be exploring awakening tantric consciousness from sexuality to soul love. And this is because there's a lot of misconception around A, what tantra is, and B, getting so stuck in that lower nature, that sex, desire, pleasure, animal, primal nature, and thinking sometimes that's it when it comes to spirituality. So yeah, I want to bust some myths. You know, if you've been listening for a while, it's one of my things to do. And I want to share with you also a guided practice. We're going to explore how we can lift that desire nature. Sometimes in tantra, it gets a bit confused and it's called moving sexual energy, but it's actually the desire nature we're going to be shifting, and we're going to be lifting that through your entire being. So you get to understand how it feels to just stay in the primal space, but how it feels to infuse love and consciousness and eventually get to a place, ideally, where you're at least seeking greater connection, be that with consciousness, divinity, God, a beloved, whatever that is for you. So today, awakening tantric consciousness from sexuality to soul love. So let's just get straight into the sex, shall we? I'm sure everyone wants to hear about that. It is the hot topic. As you know, sex can be just a feel-good experience. It can also be a selfless gift, like trying to create a baby through love, becoming deeply connected and conscious with your beloved, starting to better understand yourself. So if you're honest, right here, right now with me, what is it that you want from sexuality or from this tantric path? Is it just pleasure, making someone feel deep love? Is it connection? Or is it just selfish gratification? Do you want to merge beings and reach higher states of love and consciousness? Or you just want a quick fix? These are dualities that I've given you here. And as you can probably get an idea, one way is a very animal, nature-driven, selfish option. And the other way is aspiring to divinity, to tantra, to weaving together, as the word tantra actually means. I share these two options with you, this duality, so that we understand first and foremost, this is part of the world we live in. We live in a world of duality. And it's so important to understand this because duality is a huge part of tantra. Day and night, masculine, feminine, summer and winter, hot and cold, yang and yin. It is in seeing duality for what it is and understanding we have both qualities within us. We also have a choice as to which we may favor and how we want to express ourselves and live our lives. Most of what we see in the world, from social media and pop culture to the pseudo-spiritual world of quick fixes and feel-good pleasures, speaks to our desire nature and those animal impulses. Let's be honest. We like what we like when we like it, and we want it to feel good as often as possible. But if this was our sole focus, if we really gripped onto this, it would be like wishing to live in eternal summers and daylight. It does not embody the duality of all that is. Neither does it embody conscious evolution, let alone the laws of the universe. So it can't be Tantra. Buddha spoke of the middle way, where we're in the world but not of the world. We don't drop down into our lower personality nature and stay there. And because we also have a human side to us, we can't always live like ascended angels. So instead of being stuck in the lower space too much, right, like that animal nature, as this is not divine, we at least learn to raise our desires higher. To the desire of heart, love, of mind and wisdom, of consciousness, of weaving all that is to reach pure love of pure soul. As soul can love and unify with everything. And when it does, you will know great joy. So let's learn how to awaken tantric consciousness from sexuality to soul love. And this means we've got to start right at the bottom, which is exploring the path from the physical, that animal desire nature. This is the place of pure sex, pleasure, eternal gratification seeking, instinct, like your hungers, lust. And these can all too easily amplify and make you the addict or a slave to your own lower nature. As you know, it may feel good for a short time, but it doesn't last, does it? Have you ever noticed this? No fix is ever enough. You always want more at some point. We must remember we are divine and human, as I touched on. If you want to be a slave to the human form, you can. You can stay there for your whole life, waiting in what we call the village in the mud or that sandpit playground. Or you can work toward the divine nature and raise this animal desire to higher states, which means higher desires. So what if we just shift up one more little section on the spiral of life and up within your being? And the next level we talk about is the astral. That's a plane of consciousness. But what do we always call this? We call it our emotions, emotional desires. The thing is here, emotions can be tricky. You know this. There's a spectrum. There's also duality within our emotions. They can be a bit more giving, understanding, compassionate. They can also be a little bit manipulative. So have you ever felt, as an example, turned on and wanting something specific from your partner or another and have been willing to make it happen for your own gratification? This is your desire, the lower nature desire, which is interested in the self. It may be controlling you, your life, your relationship, that being your intimate relationship or any relationships for that matter. It could be creating addictions in your life, habits that you probably want to kick to the curb or you've outgrown but haven't been able to let go of. It creates patterns and cycles in your life that aren't healthy. And that is why we need to bring love into emotional desires, or they can stay controlling us and keeping us in these selfish, wanting patterns. It's almost like they become the puppet master and you become the puppet, controlled by your emotions, by reactions instead of responses. So we want to shift our consciousness a little bit higher again still, so that we're not controlled by our emotions, but we can control the emotions instead. Another one of the concepts we explore when it comes to tantric consciousness, of course, is romantic love. Theoretically, romantic love, just like emotions and the astral, can be of higher or lower nature. If it's just emotions, passion, sentimentality in your romantic love, this is still ego, or what we call in esoteric wisdom, your personality. Like when someone says, "You are the most important thing, the most important person to me," and then they go off and do something that actually doesn't marry up. Their actions and words don't meet. Their actions probably go watch sport or do something completely different or go do something personally just for them, neglecting you, forgetting you, even though 5 minutes ago they just said you're the most important thing. Now, this can be a cleavage, a split, when actions and words don't marry up. It can be a glamour in the romantic love space, meaning there's a fog that hides the truth, what's really going on. They might be aspiring to be romantic and loving, but those emotions, those selfish wants and needs just kind of get in the way when the heat gets turned on. This can also be sentiment. It can also be a gift of a beautiful experience for a partner if we look at the other end of the spectrum of romantic love. So you can explore this other end of the spectrum. And something, when we look at romantic love that's quite popular in the Western tantric sense, is hand feeding chocolates or foods to your beloved, massages, making someone feel good, offering them a gift with your purest intention. This can be a high form of romance, as you're trying to give an experience that is beautiful as a gift to a beloved. If we look at this from a true, authentic tantric perspective, we can look at the gift that are bestowed to others, those others being gods or deities. When flowers are put at their feet, when candles are burnt for them, when incense is moved around for them. But if your intention is not pure and instead you're seeking to purely gain in return, it's of lower nature. So keep in mind the duality, even when it comes to so-called romantic love. Where do you sit in that spectrum? If you are in a relationship, where does your partner sit in that spectrum? Do you need to have a conversation about this and explore how you can lift the romantic love and the expression of this to a higher space of consciousness, to higher desire and aspiration? And how do we do this? Well, we can also look at devotion. It's another popular one, especially I get to explore this with couples who want so much to reach higher states of consciousness in their relationship. Once again, devotion can be something that's really beautiful. We can see this in the way someone looks up to someone or is dedicated to someone. This doesn't have to be a romantic relationship either, for the record. But let's say it is in a romantic relationship. If either partner is devoted, it can be romantic. It can even create heightened feelings. But here's the thing. It is not love. It is an aspiration to love, not actual love. As love is not a feeling, it is the force of unity itself. And to understand this better, we've got to understand that romantic love as well, or devotion, and eventually creating intimacy, must be a journey toward union, not just physical pleasure. If all we're getting here and all we're wanting and sometimes all we're giving is physical pleasure, it's not tantric. It's a means to an end. It's very primal and animal, and it's basically sexual gratification. There's a massive difference. So let's keep this real and authentic and understand that if we stay only in the physical realm of genitals or body, we're staying in our human, our primal nature. We're staying in only part of our duality. We're ignoring our divine self and the path to connect with this highest form of tantric consciousness. So be aware of where you are right now, where you'd like to be right now. Perhaps, like I mentioned before, it might be time for a conversation with your beloved if you are in a relationship, or it might be time to sit with yourself and get really real and honest about where you've been before in other relationships, perhaps, and where you'd like to be when that next beloved comes into your life. And if you want to understand love from a real place, what love really is, how you can weave it into your life as a way of life, as part of who you are, because it is, for the record. Then on episode 18, I also talk to you about love, the selfless revolution. And as we shift again higher now from that desire nature to romantic love and sentiment and feelings and emotions and romantic love and devotion, and higher and higher and higher we go, we get to a point of sacred love and committing to the way of the soul. From this highest place of consciousness, we begin to embrace love. Love with a capital L in its true form, as selflessness or selfless service. More than romance, more than your sex life, you embody pure motives and harmlessness in all thoughts, words, and actions. There's a real purity here, and that's why it is innately beautiful. The sacred act of love making and intimacy is not for you and your desires. It is for them, the beloved, and it is in the pursuit of union. Now, this beloved can be seen as something greater than even you and your partner. That can be the universe, it can be God, it can be divinity, it can be source, it can be a master, ascended master, whatever it is. Or your beloved can be that person in front of you. You can start in that place, but then you also want to go higher eventually. And when I say higher, I'm talking about the intention of merging with all, not just a physical with a beloved, but a merging of love, of consciousness with everything. So in its purest form, this sacred love, this committing to the way of the soul in the highest form is very, very rare. It is not an easy journey. It's not one that many people choose to take, but it is there and it is an available option for you if you want to commit to that or even explore it, even try it just once. Obviously, once is never enough, as we know. The other thing to keep in mind is that this sacred love, in the concept, in the physical action of love making with a beloved, it's only a symbol. It's a representation of our soul in union with our own personality. So when we think of love making in that regards, it's not actually for pleasure. It's not even just to make someone else feel good. These can be lovely components that can come with it. We don't deny them. Tantra embodies all of that, but it keeps going and going and going. As we've seen, we go beyond all the things that we think are important in sex to get to lovemaking, to get to a point where we understand we're trying to unify here. We're trying to unify our bodies with our hearts and our emotions, with our thoughts and our mind, with our consciousness, with all we are. We're trying to blend that human and divine quality, that lower nature with our higher nature, and do that within ourselves as well as with our beloved. So yeah, kind of big work, but that's closer to Tantra than just someone giving you 10 orgasms, if they can, good luck, enjoy that. Or just having a quick fix. None of that is Tantra. So we're trying to get a picture here of how big it is and how much work it takes to honestly live that way and explore that path and cultivate that kind of experience between you and your beloved. From understanding that, if we just pause, we can see that true union does not reach fulfillment just between two lovers. It can't. It can't end there. Like I said, that's just a symbol. True union is between us and humanity, between humanity and all the universe. During sex, or ideally sacred lovemaking, we have the intention to create unity and beauty in the world. So think of that. What's your intention when you do connect either with yourself or with your beloved? Is it a pleasure intention, or is it beyond that? Like I touched on, it can be beautiful. It can be an intention to bring new life into the world. It can be the intention to just gift a beautiful experience to your beloved. These are still beautiful and they're still higher than just, I want a quick fix and feel good. Bear in mind what your intention is at these points. Even during lovemaking, where do you go? Where do your thoughts go? What are your emotions? What's your body doing? So if our intention is to create unity and beauty in the world, and you're open to embody this intention, and then you share that with someone, and then the two of you can emanate that out into the world, it is love making. You're creating a sense of love between you that then can radiate out. Sacred love is not the fulfillment of desire. Of course, sometimes the sex life of anyone can be sacred, and sometimes it can be more primal, and this is totally normal. It's part of the duality, remember? It's in finding the middle way somehow for you, what feels right for you, what you're willing to do, that duality between your human nature and your divine nature. But to walk a conscious spiritual path, to embody Tantra, which is to weave all that is, means the focus, the intention, is the union of self with everything. Like I touched on, the union of bodies is only a symbol of this divinity. And to be honest, that is why you treat your partner how you would like to be treated. So you treat them as if they were an angel incarnate, with respect and reverence, selfless love and compassion, non-judgment, understanding, humility, loving kindness. Do you treat your beloved like that? Or do you treat anybody like that? Do you treat yourself like that? It's really big. Often, we spiral back down, go to the beginning, and we drop into our animal primal nature. We drop into those emotions. You didn't do anything for me, so I'm not going to do it for you. You didn't put the rubbish out, so I'm not going to give you a foot massage tonight. It's that almost combative battle we have within ourselves and with our beloved or people in our life that bring us back down into an animal primal space, often the puppets controlled by the puppet master of emotions. We've got to rise above that. And it is not easy, my friends. We're going to be challenged and challenged and challenged, but you keep rising. You fall, you rise again. You just don't stay there. You don't stay in the sandpit. You don't stay in the mud. You keep dusting yourself off, picking yourself up, and aspiring to reach higher states of consciousness. So in order to give you a feeling of this somewhat, I'd like to guide you through a visualization right now, a union with soul and cosmos, an ascension visualization. So if you're driving the car right now or doing anything like that, perhaps pause here for later on, because I am going to ask you to close your eyes and relax. If you can, right now, pause this and find yourself a comfy spot to create stillness and calm in your body where you won't be disturbed. Now, you're comfortable, you're still, you're calm. I do suggest sitting upright. We only lay down in guided practices if it's for pure relaxation. But this is somewhat of a meditative practice where I want you to be upright so you can feel the ascension of this practice as we lift our desire state from lower to higher. You can sit on a chair if you're more comfortable. You can sit cross-legged on a soft surface, whatever resonates with you. Calm in your body, finding stillness, relaxing the breath, letting those feelings just balance out. And your thoughts, calm, present, focused. Let everything go but being here and present in the now. And just take a beautiful big inhale with me right now, letting your belly expand as you do. Filling up to the top. Exhale through the nose, belly button to spine, letting everything go. Repeat that again. Inhale, belly expand, breathing in. Filling all the way up and exhale through the nose, belly button to spine, letting it all go. Start to feel your body. Notice your breath, deep and full, fluid and with ease. And become aware of a warmth building. And as it builds, it becomes a pleasurable heat. The sexual pleasure you felt before and will feel again. And as this builds and amplifies within your body, the desire to share this with another increases. Notice where it is in your body you feel this heat. Notice how it makes you feel. What are the urges it creates? Notice this desire nature. Are you able to keep still, or do you feel a movement in your body, maybe a new rhythm? Is your skin hotter? Just be really aware of your body and this sexual desire nature. Your primal animal desire nature. Now raise these emotions to a sense of passion, however that looks for you. A passion, a longing, a lusting, a hunger, a wanting, a needing. And just stay there a moment. Where does this desire pull you? Where is it in your body? Now raise these sensations to a place of love, of wanting to not only receive but give. By bringing the lower nature to a higher place, where does the feeling go now? Where is the warmth or sensation in your body? Has it lifted? Is it near the heart space? Is it in one place or spreading throughout your body? Do you feel any sensations? Tingles, warmth, cool? Can you feel closer to love? Closer to presence? Giving of self? Openness? Like you're unfurling? Now bring your awareness higher again. Lift what was once a desire, now a feeling of love, to your high mind, your conscious mind, to thoughts, visions, images, intuitions of love, connection, intimacy, giving and receiving, selflessness, weaving of all that you and the beloved are. In your mind's eye, in your being, blend your internal feminine and masculine energy, the cool and the warm, the dark and the light, the night and the day. Feel a sense of harmony and balance here. The beauty that only true harmony can magnetize to you. This union of feminine and masculine is the union of matter and spirit, the union with cosmos. You can visualize this as you with a current or future partner, or you and the entire universe. It is designed to go beyond body, to body with soul, to form with consciousness. With all this love you have created and feel within, now use your mind and heart to radiate and share the love with all, not sexually, but spiritually. We share our love with all. From here, spiritually and intimately, we may know all beings, for that is what Tantra is supposed to do. Your partner, the beloved, is a symbol of soul itself, pure, light, love, divine, the unity you sacredly create with a current or future beloved in your mind's eye right now, is for the good of the world. And the unity you sacredly create in your day-to-day life is for the good of the world. From this place, you gift the love and bliss to all beings, so they too can all experience this. Sit with this selfless giving, this consciousness of love permeating all life, all sentient beings. You are making love, creating love, sharing love, gifting love to the world, a selfless act of service in its highest form. Take a beautiful, beautiful inhale, filling right up, expanding your belly, bringing that fresh air all the way into the top of your being. And exhale through the nose, belly button to spine, letting it go. And as you repeat this inhale and exhale, know you can return here whenever you choose. You can understand what it means to raise desire to its highest state. That you are more than just your physical body. You are more than your emotions. You are more than your thoughts. You are divinity, having a human experience. Return comfortably now to your normal relaxed breath. Return to your mind, your heart, your body, into the here and now in the room. And just take a moment before you open your eyes to listen to this beautiful quote I will share with you from An Introduction to Tantra, A Vision of Totality. The same desirous energy that ordinarily propels us from one unsatisfactory situation is transmuted through the alchemy of Tantra into a transcendental experience of bliss and wisdom. The practitioner focuses the penetrating brilliance of this blissful wisdom so that it cuts like a laser beam through all false projections of this and that and pierces the very heart of reality. And as you take your next inhale, gently open your eyes, fully present here. Now, conscious of mind, aware of harmonized and balanced emotions, and a calm, centered physical body. In this space of awareness, of clarity now, I want you to ask yourself some questions. Where am I in my relationship? Is that with yourself or a beloved? Where am I? How are we interpreting relationships, romance, devotion, love? Or how do I want to in a future relationship? How do I want to be in my current or future relationship? Am I mainly pleasure-focused, selfish, primal, animal? Am I romantic and devotional, sometimes too emotional? Or do I need more romance and devotion? Am I selfless in my giving, coming from heart, seeking higher conscious connections in the right places? Am I consistent or do I fluctuate between these primal and higher states depending on how I feel? Ask yourself these questions. Sit with them. Contemplate where you are, where you choose to be, and what actions you're willing to take to make the changes that are required to be where you want to be, knowing this is a journey of a lifetime. Knowing that Tantra is a way of life. It is a weaving of your human and divine self with the intentional and continual aspiration to reach higher and higher states, to be selfless servers upon the path, keeping in mind sex, when we come from a sacred place, can be divine, but it's not automatically divine. We have to make it so by consciously creating it to be that way. And we can work at this over time, but we need to be honest about what is pleasure and what is union with the cosmos, especially if we want to walk a conscious, spiritual, tantric path. Thank you so much for joining me today. I trust you have a deeper understanding of how to even begin or deepen your awakening of tantric consciousness from sexuality to soul love, because you, my friends, have such divinity within you, it'd be a waste to stay purely in the primal desire animal space of existence. You miss out on so much of the real beauty and truth and love and wisdom that is boundless. So don't deprive yourself of all that is for the sake of quick fixes and pleasure. You're worth more than that. Your relationships are worth more than that, and the world needs you to shine your brightest. So we want you to take this path and join us. If today has spoken to you and you are seeking more sacred guidance, you're welcome to reach out to me at elise@stellamuse.com. And if you haven't yet, please share this with a beloved who you think it might speak to. Subscribe, rate, and review. And I look forward to sharing the journey with you next time, right here on Sacred Guidance with Stella Muse. Until then, take wonderful care of you. Mwah.